NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. And each and every week during the regular season, now into the playoffs, we've been joined by Green Bay head coach and general manager Pat Mikisch. And coach, we're not even going to talk about the scores from last weekend in Dubuque. But tell me, are you one of those coaches that when you have games like that, you maybe just burn the film? Or are there lessons that you're able to kind of apply to this week's practices?
Well, I think some of the guys that are newer were able to pull some video for them and show them, you know, little things that are going to help them moving forward. And like team-wise, we're going to go and play against a completely different structure, going from playing a Dubuque team to going over and playing Muskegon. So like our Friday night game, the score looks ugly, but there's a lot of positives that came from that. We had our chances. Their goalie played extremely well, and we probably gave up some that we didn't like. And so the Saturday night game, we rested players and played the young guys a lot. And so we got exposed in that one a little bit, and we probably weren't as engaged knowing that, okay, we know exactly what our playoff spot is now. So that was kind of the weekend we walk away from it, but our message was rather direct that, you know, we now have to get completely locked into what we do well. And I thought we had a great start to that yesterday in practice. And our guys are excited. They're ready to get over there and play a Muskegon team that we've played well against this year.
And at this point of the year, obviously you're not implementing new things here, but what are maybe some of those focus points that you can kind of focus on during the course of this week leading into that Muskegon game, where, as you mentioned, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me right now, but it seems like even those losses, they've been close games.
Yeah, the series has been unbelievable. With the overtime and shootout wins, we were 5-3-2, and they were 5-4-1. And so goals for, goals against were 34-34. So we know we're going to play a strong opponent that we've had success against. And so right now it's more about, okay, we know Muskegon. Let's make sure we're locked into things that we need to do well to shut them down and to be responsible. And some of their transition game is as strong as anybody in the league. And so we need to make sure we're ready to slow them down. But at the same time, we've found habits now that have given us a lot of success against them as well. And so it's going to be a good battle of, you know, two teams that have played 10 times this year. So there's not a lot of secrets that way, but we need to make sure we're locked in. And, you know, Daniel Gushin is one of the best forwards in the league, and we have to make sure we're responsible for him on a regular basis.
And when you take a look at that, and you kind of mentioned you've faced them 10 times, it's obviously a little bit different than maybe years past where you don't play as many games. How do you kind of change up how you operate for the playoffs, knowing that you've played against that team as many times as you have?
Yeah, you're always going to have a decent feel for your division opponents, but I mean, 10 times against somebody is as many as we've ever played against, you know, anybody in my 10 years in the league. So it's nice that we haven't played them now down the stretch. You know, we've gotten away from them a little bit, so we're able to use some video from the past and kind of show, okay, let's not forget this is what it looked like last time we played this group, and just, you know, kind of go in there with a little bit of a mentality of, you know, fresh start and making sure we're, you know, prepared, but we don't want to over prepare for this either. I mean, we want to focus on what makes Green Bay a great team.
And obviously for many fans, they know the horses, the Tuckers, the Lorais, the Schmaltzes, and other players like that. But when you take a look at the entirety of your roster that you'll be traveling with for the playoffs, who are some of those players on your roster right now that are, you feel are hitting that peak right now at the right time that maybe don't get all the headlines and things like that?
Well, you know, going on the back end, I think Damian Kafrenia has had a really strong second half and, you know, just really grew up in this league. You know, up front, a couple of keys are going to be Johnny Mittelstad has really come a long ways. His point production's gone up, but his whole overall game and responsibility, you know, to give us that one more center that's a true USHL center now is, you know, great to have. We needed him to develop like that, and he has. And then the guy that I just think that we just talked as a staff, I think Al Cervegna is ready to go off. Like, his chance count has been huge. He's been getting opportunities every night, and he's been just missing. And so to know he's getting that many opportunities and to know that he's ready to, you know, score one ugly goal, and then he'll probably score four more right after. You know, that's exciting for him. And it's the guys who haven't been getting chances lately that are the ones that are squeezing their sticks. The guys who are getting them are feeling pretty good about, you know, that they're doing things the right way.
And obviously, it seems like in hockey, more than any other sport, it seems like it's that one guy that could really come out of nowhere and make a big difference. And, of course, that guy is usually the goalie. With how you've used your goalie, having, you know, their numbers are relatively similar and things like that. You know, in hockey playoffs, you always hear about coaches writing that hot hand, the goalie that stands on their head for entire playoff runs, and that could steal a few series here and there. How do you approach your goaltending going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, Matty Davis has had a great run against them. He's 4-2 against Muskegon. He's won games in their rink. And so, you know, he's going to get that start on Friday night. We know we have a very good second goalie as well that's won games. But, you know, this is why we drafted Matt. And, you know, he was our first-round pick a year ago, and he was brought in for this purpose.
And then, you know, finally, obviously, you have all three games this weekend in Muskegon. You can't look past it, but how much of a carrot is it for your team to know that if they are able to get through these three games against Muskegon, best 2 out of 3, that they will have a return appearance at the Rush Center?
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird situation where that first round, there is no back and forth, and then from that point forward, there is. So it's the way the rules are in place this year, and so we're going over, prepared to play those three so that we get the return to the Rush and play again here.
And then now that the regular season is back in the rearview mirror, what games stick out to you that you reflect on and have some fond memories of?
You know, I the military night game is always a special one, and it was kind of the first time we had a larger crowd back and filled the building to our capacity that we were allowed. And so that's one of those games that I always just love being part of. And you could, you know, anytime you get our veterans who are in the building and we get to honor them, I think, you know, both teams kind of enjoyed that game and talked about what a great crowd it was and how into the game they were. So that's probably that big game. And, you know, then there's, you know, a few other games where, you know, Mason Lori just did some special things, scoring late goals to win games in overtime. There was another game he tied up extremely late that we went on to win. And so, you know, kind of having that special player who had such a remarkable season here in the USHL, you know, it was fun to be on the bench for a couple of his late game heroics.
And mentioning the fun crowds at the Ranch Center, how are the crowds in Muskegon? Is that going to be an atmosphere that your guys might be a little bit, I don't want to say startled by, but are they expecting a somewhat rowdy atmosphere?
It's a great building to play in. The nice thing is we won our last three games over there, so it's a building we're comfortable in. So it's a smaller venue. The fans are on top of you. They have their restrictions as well, and I don't even know what they are at right now as far as what they can allow in. But it's having the fans so close to you and on top of you will make for a great atmosphere that, you know, I think our guys will kind of thrive off of that. I mean, we'd much rather be playing in a building where people are against us than nobody in the building at all.
Well, next week, Coach, if it's hard to believe, it'll be our 30th episode. I hope it's not a season finale. Once again, you'll be in Muskegon this weekend, hopefully for just two games, if not three games if necessary. And hopefully next week we'll be discussing about a second-round matchup against either Dubuque or Chicago, including that second game, which would be at the Rush Center if we can get through this weekend. So, Coach, good luck. And as always, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tim. Look forward to next week.
You've been listening to the New Radio Sports Network.